Millions of Americans will visit the national parks this summer. They'll be awed by the views, the wildlife, the geology, although some may also notice rotting bridges, boarded-up bathrooms, and canceled campfire talks. The National Park Service is struggling with a multi-billion dollar maintenance backlog. At the same time, the number of visitors is up and the budget is down. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold has the first of two reports.
At a campaign stop in the Pacific Northwest in the summer of 2000, then-candidate George W. Bush accused the Clinton-Gore administration of seriously neglecting the national parks.
Under this administration, the parks are in worse shape than ever before. Sewage flows untreated into the lakes and streams of Yellowstone National Park. Civil War relics have been soaked by a leaky roof at Gettysburg. Ancient stone structures are collapsing at Chaco Cultural National Historical Park in New Mexico. Deteriorating roads in Glacier National Park in Montana are unsafe.
But now, as president, Bush stands accused as well. The budget of the very park he picked for his photo op was cut nearly in half, and that leaky roof at Gettysburg still leaks. A nonprofit is raising money for a new building. Despite the president's pledge to eliminate a $4.9 billion maintenance backlog, roads, sewage, buildings, and natural resources continue to deteriorate across the park system. The administration says it's devoted nearly $3 billion to the problem over the last 2 years. Asked about that at a recent oversight hearing, Park Service Deputy Director Don Murphy said there are no hard and fast numbers.
Right now we're dealing with estimates, and they're fairly good estimates, but they are not objective and systematic estimates based on real data. And that's what we're undertaking to do in the National Park Service. And until that job is complete, you know, all this talk about what the scope of the maintenance backlog is just your best guess based upon the situation at any given moment.
But what gets lost is not hard to quantify. Roger Kennedy was Park Service Director during the Clinton administration.
One thinks about the archaeology that is being destroyed every day because it isn't being properly taken care of, buildings that aren't being properly cared for. But, of course, the immediate visiting, touristing public suffers, too. There are still places where the water isn't any good and where the sewage disposition isn't any good and where the roads aren't good. So it's both the current problem and the ensuing problem, which arises from a breach of trust.
After all, Kennedy says, the parks are held in trust by the government for the people. But what if the people can't even get there? For example, the amount of money it would take just to fix the roads at Montana's Glacier National Park is more than the entire park system's road repair budget. And the main artery at Glacier, the Going to the Sun Road, is desperately in need of an overhaul.
These rocks came out of here, and they were, 16 feet high.
Johnny Kilpatrick has been the chief of facility management at Glacier for seven seasons. High up near Logan Pass, the road has been blocked off for a day and a half after two 50-ton boulders came tumbling down an avalanche zone. Looking up at the steep rock walls dripping with water, it's clearly a safety hazard, but Kilpatrick says the question is where to start.
I mean, you can see here, there's a lot of fractured rock.
Yeah.
But is it any worse there than it is up there?
Kilpatrick estimates it'll cost up to $170 million to really fix the road, but that's only one part of the park's backlog.
It's the big dog right now, but we've got over 800 buildings, 20 to 30 water systems, 20 to 30 sanitary sewer systems. Some of those systems are 60 years old. We've got septic systems that are failing. We've got sanitary sewer ponds, treatment ponds that are failing, and there's a lot of work to do.
Some 2 million people visit the lakes and trails, campgrounds and hotels here at Glacier over a three-month period. Superintendent Mick Holm has spent his career in the park system. He says it's like managing a sudden city.
I've probably not worked in a park that didn't have a backlog, but I mean, it's much like your own householder, you know, to keep it up. There's always something to do.
Superintendent Holm will not label the situation a crisis, but he admits there are days when he'd rather be focusing on something other than amenities.
If you drive Going to the Sun Road right now, you'll find a string of porta-potties along the road, and we need to take care of that. And I don't know, maybe that'll be my legacy here, that we had the toilet summit and we took care of the bathrooms at Glacier.
System-wide, adjusted for current dollars, the Park Service budget has dropped nearly 20% over the last 25 years, even as it's grown in size and visitors have steadily increased. Still, despite clear signs of neglect, there's been no public outrage. Ron Tipton is Senior Vice President of the National Parks Conservation Association, an advocacy group for the parks founded in 1919. He says visitors want to see the natural wonders and will tolerate the rest.
People love the parks, and they love the National Park Service. And yet, because their experience is a good one for they and their families at a superficial level, they probably don't get the fact that these parks, if current trends continue, will no longer feature the kind of facilities and the kinds of resources that they were designed to protect in another 10 years.
It's easy to overlook a plugged-up toilet when the Grand Canyon is just outside the door. Spotting a grizzly bear makes up for a 3-hour wait in a snarl of traffic. And so what if there's no ranger for the fireside chat? At least the kids saw Old Faithful. Besides, who's going to complain to their congressman about a national park? Private groups have stepped in and are increasingly raising funds for the upkeep of individual parks. And the Bush administration reports it's tackled 900 repair and rehabilitation projects over the past 2 years and aims to complete another 500 by the end of the next fiscal year. Just before the 4th of July weekend, while most Americans were packing up their cars for vacation, Interior Secretary Gail Norton stood in the White House driveway and offered this assurance.
The president is very committed to our national parks. He enjoys and loves the scenery in the parks. And he wants to be sure that they're well taken care of. We're working to make sure that that happens.
Still, the enormity of the current backlog demands funding no administration has been willing to commit. And until the public demands some kind of action, the Frederick Douglass Home in Washington, D.C. will continue to leak. The Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island will be short-staffed. And the Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park just may be temporarily blocked when your family goes to visit. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.
Tomorrow, morale within the national parks is at an all-time low as private consultants study whether Park Service jobs should be contracted out.
Here we are already behind in funding, and then we're going to be taking effort away into this study, and then you're demoralizing the workforce. I don't know how this is going to, it's not going to be good for the Park Service, I can tell you that.